In last week's episode of The Screen Test, we covered the best films of 2021 so far, but let's turn our attention to the rest of the year, as there's so many movies to look forward to. One that should definitely be on your radar is the sci-fi action film Tomorrow War.
Do you want to see something really dangerous?
I feel like literally that's all I've been doing since I got here, but okay.
It stars Chris Pratt as a teacher who must travel to the future and save mankind from an alien invasion. And it's coming exclusively to Prime Video on the 2nd of July. But what are some of the other most anticipated releases of the year? I asked Joachim Nguyen, Clarice Lockery, and Anna Bogutskaya what they're most looking forward to. Here's what we said. I'm involved as well. Everyone wants to hear what I've got to say, right?
What is everybody excited about? Just off the bat, what's the first thing that comes to your head?
Candyman.
Candyman's actually on my list as well.
Hell yeah.
Nu DaCosta is going to be directing Marvels also. So Marvel announced that. So I feel like that's going to be...
Director of Candyman?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so great.
So I'm even more interested now in Candyman.
Especially because they've been hired off the back of a movie that hasn't even come out
yet.
They must be very confident in it. They just sent him a little Vimeo link, being like, watch that. You're going to want to hire me, trust me.
You know, if Nia DaCosta wants to send me a Vimeo to Candyman, I'd be so happy to receive it. One, never shared links.
Drop the link.
Oh, no, you've got to just forward it to me after, please. Thank you.
Yeah, share it with you.
Clarice, what are you looking forward to?
The two that come to my head is Annette, the Leos Carax musical with Adam Driver and Mario Cotillard.
The trailer just came out recently and it looks so weird.
It looks so weird.
Yeah.
And that's really, really up my street.
What I see in her is obvious. What she sees in me is... it's a little more puzzling.
Also Dune, I just want to see what Dune's like. Yeah. I'm not even sure I'm going to like it. I just
really
would like to, I don't know, that if David Lynch can't do it, really, Denis? They're like, I feel like it's quite arrogant to be like, I'm better than David Lynch, but I, oh my God, okay.
Look, David Lynch is great, but Denis Villeneuve has a delicacy in sci-fi that I think can't be, he did a better Blade Runner film than Ridley Scott. Yep.
Okay.
2049 is better than the original.
I'm not going to address that.
Yeah, I'm going to need a whole another 2 hours to explain all the reasons why you're wrong.
Bring it on.
Yeah. No, I should say I adore him as a filmmaker. Yeah. And I think he's the best shot we've got. But also, like, if David Lynch can't do it, that feels like a warning from the past of him going, don't do it, buddy. But I'm excited.
Before Tenet, they showed the teaser for the trailer for Dune. So I haven't actually seen the full... I've tried to avoid it to watch the full trailer for Dune. But the teaser for the trailer, like, I could feel it vibrating in my chest. I was, like, so emotional watching even that 30-second version of it. So I can't imagine what the full-scale thing is going to do to me.
And Eternals, just, you know...
Chloe Zhao.
Killing it.
So now that Captain Rogers and Iron Man are both gone, who do you think's going to lead the Avengers?
I could lead them.
I'm really excited for Mainstream, the film that Andrew Garfield is doing, which is about an influencer.
Yes, that looks bizarre.
Again, it looks mental. And I love the fact that he is just doing weird movies. He's just, you know, I didn't particularly enjoy Under the Silver Lake, but I love that he went out there to do, like, I'm going to just do a weird one.
Is it Gia Coppola?
It is Gia Coppola, yeah.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to some big ones as well. I'm very excited to see Top Gun Maverick, simply because he's really flying planes now.
Tom Cruise is back.
Are you not as interested, Anna?
I'm not as bothered.
I just want to see it in IMAX, man.
I know, but I said the same thing about Blade Runner 2049, and I was so disappointed by saying that.
Okay, well, you and I are going to have a separate conversation, clearly.
It's going to have to be a separate podcast where we just out this Blade Runner thing, because there's a lot of tension growing.
Yeah, clearly. We'll have to do a whole separate thing. I also am interested in seeing James Gunn, The Suicide Squad.
Yeah, definitely on my list as well.
Yes.
I'm excited to see what he does with it, so then I can either be like really angry and like scream restore the Snyderverse more, or be like, hey, James Gunn did it good.
Because it feels, obviously everyone knows this now, but the original Suicide Squad clearly wasn't supposed to be what we got to see, and they tried to emulate Guardians of the Galaxy so much that now they've just gone, should we just get the guy who did that and just get him to do that for us? That and I'm like, fine, all right. And it's so weird that they're allowed to just go, we're trying again. Like, I even got texts from friends who are not as like film literate, who are like, is this a sequel? Is this a, what is this? And it's, we are trying again. Like,
it's
literally
like a remix.
4 years later, we're just having another go.
But yeah. Some of the same characters are in it, but you're not allowed to call it a sequel.
Nope. It's bizarre.
And also there's a large weasel in it.
Which I am so for.
He's already my favorite character. Like, yeah. I'm obviously such a Harley Quinn stan, but I'm excited about whatever weasel is.
I'm into a weasel renaissance on the back of that movie.
Yes. A lot there's of also, weasel spin-off, weasel TV series. Weasel
there's also comic. Another Matrix movie coming out this year.
Is it actually going to come out?
Who? Well,
sure. I think it was... It's put in December, right?
I think it's scheduled for December, as is Spider-Man No Way Home.
I don't think The Matrix is going to come out.
You don't think Matrix is going
to
make it?
No, but Spider-Man, I'm there for as well. I just want to see what this trilogy is, like the closing chapter of this trilogy is. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to predict that it's going to end with a Miles Morales Spider-Man in the MCU. And holy Tom shit. Holland goes to the Sonyverse and fights Venom in Venom 3.
Oh,
you
I
heard it here
that.
First. You heard
I
it.
Really
I
don't want that to happen.
I don't want it, but I believe that's going to be maybe the deal.
I just want to hear. Well, I do want to see all the Spider-Men together. I also just want to hear Danny Elfman's Spider-Man theme in the cinema again. And if I hear that trickle of the theme, I'm just going to just squeal. I'm just going to squeal. My inner fanboy is just not going to. Is not going to take that cage. She's going to break out. Anna, is there anything else that you're looking forward to?
I'm just thinking of indie movies now.
Go ahead.
I'm excited about.
Yeah.
I am excited about Kelly Reichardt's First Cow because I've been hearing so much about it and I've also still not seen it. And I'm excited for it to come out. And I'm going to cheat a little bit. And I know that I've seen it already, but it's amazing. And I just want to shout out Censor, which is also going to come out in the summer. It's just a weird, interesting little horror movie about a censor in the 80s who becomes obsessed with this idea that she sees her long-lost sister in one of the films that she is censoring. And it's just so bizarre and plays around with the history of video nasties and horror films and the BBFC. And it's just weird looking. It's kind of very giallo-esque in some ways. Mm-hmm. And just a stunning central performance as well.
I'm very excited about In the Heights because I freaking love musicals.
Yes.
And there's a lot of... I know I just said Annette, which is also a musical, but this is the year of musicals. And I love the Broadway show. I love Lin-Manuel Miranda. Mm-hmm. It looks good. It looks ace and it looks like a musical.
I also, on the note, there's a connection that I'm making because you mentioned another musical that Adam Driver is in. The Adam Driver, Lady Gaga, Ridley Scott movie.
House of Gucci.
House of Gucci,
yes.
Yes.
Oh my God, I just want to see that for the outfits.
She's going to be yelling so much and I'm really excited about it. She's going to be up in people's faces.
So much, so many sweaters. There's going to be so many sweaters in that movie. I'm so pumped for all the sweater action.
I think just to bring this to a close, what I am excited about is just being back in the cinema. Like,
yes.
I have missed it so much. And actually during the awards season, I felt very disconnected from that time where I usually am up to date on everything. I know who's nominated. I know who should be nominated. I know what's been snubbed, like all that stuff. I'm like fully bathing in that culture. And this year I just felt alienated. And, you know, not only my own doing, because some films just weren't available in time to watch them before they were being whether or not they were going to win. And now I'm just excited to just go back and be able to know what to watch.
I just love the whole like thing. You go and with your friends and you get church. The popcorn and the drink and you all sit down and you watch the trailers and you're so excited. And like that whole thing has been gone for a year. And you know, I've watched so many amazing films at home. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm not someone who's like, oh, you can't see a movie until you see it in the cinema. You know, you can be deeply moved by a film watching it on your laptop screen. Like, movies are just that great. But there is something for me about the atmosphere that is so special to me. And I'm probably going to have like a little tiny cry the first time I go see it in the cinema.
No shame. Absolutely. Also, I think we're all very excited about Venom: Let There Be Carnage.
The chocolate delivery hasn't arrived yet.
No! We had a deal.
What's gonna happen? You gonna stop protecting me?
I am happy to eat, Mrs. Chen!
No, no, you cannot eat, Mrs. Chen.
What?
Nothing.
You really thought you could just speak for all of us there?
I mean, aren't we all excited about Venom: Let There Be Carnage? I mean, is that a lie?
If Tom Holland joins the Sonyverse, like, Tom Hardy's gonna wreck him.
I would like to see that.
He's not gonna last a second. He's gonna punch him once. Tom Holland
dead. I think Tom Holland might have a chance. He's wiry. He's probably like...
He's quick.
Yeah. He's gonna be quicker than Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy's quick as well. And you see him jump into that lobster tank?
Gooey, talking thing that's apparently called Venom. And that officially wraps up what we're calling Series 1 of the Screen Test. We hope that you've had as much fun watching and listening to it as we've had making it. Aw, that's a sweet sentiment. And I do mean it, even though that sounded a bit sarcastic at the end. We'll hopefully be back later in the year, fingers crossed, for more episodes to debate which are some of the greatest movies of all time, according to my opinion. Let us know which episodes you'd like to see in the future by tweeting us at Prime Video UK. We're all on Twitter, me, Joe, and Clarice. Get in touch, let us know what you'd like to see, and hopefully we'll be back soon. Come on, fingers crossed. Fingers. Little Paddington 2 reference there, just to close out the show. That's how we're going out. And if that is how we're going out on a high. Bye-bye.